You're listening to the Emotional Abuse Recovery Podcast, episode number 30. First, it's really important to know that healing the subconscious mind is a process and might not be immediately visible to everyone. And each unique person can have different signs as well as a different pace of healing, and that's okay. However, just like anything you do to improve, the more you practice it, the better you become. So if you practice subconscious healing, you are going to see improvements along the way. But some questions I get are things like, what does it feel like and how do you know you're healing? So today I want to give you a little insight into just that. These are things I have experienced myself and the things thousands of other women who've used rapid reprogramming have experienced too. So stay tuned so you can learn where you are along your personal healing journey and maybe some areas that you can practice your own healing some more. Welcome to the Emotional Abuse Recovery Podcast, a podcast specifically designed to help you heal after a toxic or narcissistic relationship. This podcast teaches you to use your subconscious mind to go from feeling stuck to set free. In here, you will learn how to use the power of your own mind to free yourself from emotional pain, move forward with confidence, and experience the inner peace you deserve in your healing journey after emotional abuse. I'm your host and subconscious reprogramming coach, Allison Dagny. So let's get started. Okay, so one thing you're likely to feel if your subconscious is healing is way more calm and reduced reactivity. You might experience a sense of calm and relaxation in your body in general, and this can manifest in a lot of different ways. Your breathing could be slower. Your posture tends to be more relaxed. You may notice that your heart rate is really even and steady, but it's not, you know, rapid or causing you to feel butterflies in your stomach. Some people even feel a tingling sensation like in their hands or their feet. Your mind will be open and your mind will be free from these racing thoughts. And overall, you just really feel a sense of ease. A lot of people, including myself, will use the term lighter. Like, I'm feeling so much lighter when describing how they feel after working through their subconscious healing. Some people experience physical sensations or just a general relief or overall lighter. I think for me, the best way I could describe it is recalling it like you're watching a movie from a distance. So think of a movie that really made you sad or that was really scary or intense. And you can recall that movie and how it made you feel and all of the emotions that you experienced at that time. So let's just say that you're going about your day in your house and that movie comes on the TV. You're not actively watching it. You're not really involved in it. And you're not experiencing those emotions the same way that you did when you first watched it. So after doing this kind of healing, it sort of feels like that. It sort of feels like, yes, you know, it's there, it's in the background, it happened, but it's not giving you those same emotional responses. All right, so a really amazing benefit of subconscious healing is feeling clear-headed during chaos. And I remember vividly having this like increased ability to handle stress and difficult situations. So my hands would shake so bad when I would read a document from my attorney that my ex had submitted. I would try to take notes when I was talking to my attorney about it, and I literally could not even read my own handwriting because I was shaking so bad. I would be sick to my stomach and have such a hard time thinking clearly. But once I finally got a hold of this and I did the work to release the things that were keeping me feeling that anxiety, then all of that just went away. So I'd like for you to think about a time maybe when you were in a confrontation with someone and you froze up or you didn't say anything. And then later you go back to that memory. And as you're thinking about it, you say things to yourself like, oh man, I should have said this or I should have done that. And you can actually see yourself doing these things and saying these things so clearly in your mind. But you think, why didn't I say it then? Why couldn't I? Well, that's because you were in a heightened state of emotion and you weren't able to think as clearly as you are now. So when you work through subconscious healing, you retrain your brain not to be reactive and not operate with emotion. So the automatic becomes that of steady, clear, logical thinking, even under stress. Okay, so another one that is a sign that your subconscious is healing is that the triggers are lessening. So triggers are happening when we experience something in the now that is tied to something traumatic from the past. It's a trapped memory in our mind that just is waiting to pop out whenever it gets triggered. I have a podcast episode on how to tame the triggers. It's episode number 15. So if you're still experiencing this, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to that one, and it might help. But a massive shift I experienced after retraining my brain and getting my subconscious healed was not being triggered. So you see, when you practice thinking in new ways, and you do that so many times in a row over and over, your brain records that and understands that this is a new way. And it notices that you've made this a habit, so it steps in and makes it automatic for you, which means you get triggered way less often for things that would normally have set you off or set you into a tailspin. I still remember one of the first times this happened to me, and I had been working on not getting triggered by text messages by my ex because I was having a physical reaction to it. Every time I would see a text pop up with his name on it, I would get this like gut punch, sick feeling in my stomach. So after doing this reprogramming work for a couple of weeks and working on this, one day out of the blue, he texted me and I felt absolutely nothing. And I was so excited because I knew it was working and all that practice of reprogramming my thoughts was really paying off. All right, so another one is less worrying about what other people think. I used to worry so much about what people thought about me, even from the time I was a really little girl. And this took a lot of brain training too, but it really didn't take long for me. I just had a lot of things in my subconscious mind that I had to release. So even something as ingrained from your childhood that other people's opinions of you matter and what they think about you determines your worth, those were things that I was having and they started fading away. And this one is so, so empowering because you no longer feel trapped or like you're at the mercy of other people's expectations of you. Like you should be this and you should act like that and you should raise your kids this way or that way. All of the shoulds just go out the window and you can finally start to feel free and at peace in your own skin for who you are without all of that judgment. I mean, the judgment's going to happen no matter what, but you don't have to feel it like you used to. Then the last one is stopping the rumination. That is another sign that your subconscious is healing. And I have to tell you, if you've ever heard a song and then it gets stuck in your head and you're just playing that song over and over, you know what rumination feels like. It can be extremely maddening. All you want to do is turn off your brain. You even think sometimes, well, maybe if I just go to sleep, it'll stop. But even then, you might dream about it. So a lot of people think they can't ever stop the thoughts or that time will just have to pass by so that you can stop thinking about it. But here's the thing. If you've thought it enough times, your brain thinks you want to think about it more. So it keeps repeating the thoughts for you over and over. It's trying to make life easier for you. It just doesn't know it. It's actually making it harder. When the rumination starts to slow down and go away, you have more time to think about things you really want to think about. You have more mental bandwidth to spend with your kids and actually pay attention to them and what they're saying, what they're doing. You are no longer just nodding and blinking when people are talking to you because you're actually in the moment instead of off in la-la land thinking about your ex or the pain from the past. So this one is such a freeing experience because it's like you opened a cage door in your mind and you just let these thoughts just jump out and run away forever. Okay, so now that you know the five signs that your subconscious is healing, and those are a sense of calm, clear-headedness, not being triggered, not worrying about what other people think, and not being stuck in ruminating thoughts, now you can decide which one of these you need to focus on. Which ones are you still struggling with? It's important to know your own personal needs and just start with whatever is holding you back the most. You can always work on these just one at a time. And please don't feel overwhelmed and like you have to tackle every single thing at once. Practice is what you need to do, right? We're just practicing. It's like if you were building a house, one brick at a time. Eventually, the whole house will be built. And Rome wasn't built in a day, as they say. So, if you're interested in working with me on a deeper level for your own personal healing after emotional abuse, I offer one-on-one coaching for my clients. I'd love to talk to you to see if we are a good fit to work together. So just send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook, or you can email me at allison@whentearsleavescars.com. Talk to you next week. Thank you for being here with me today in the Emotional Abuse Recovery Podcast. I hope you found value here with me. If this podcast episode was helpful to you, I'd love for you to hit subscribe and leave me a review. My goal is to help you go from feeling stuck to set free. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook, and you can check out whentearsleavescars.com for more resources and information to help you with your own emotional abuse recovery. Until next time, here's to believing in